once you see it, it's difficult for society to agree with. But
yeah,
thank you for allowing me to elaborate on that.
Well, this is exactly what we're trying to get. I appreciate you sharing this because we have a conversation. I don't mind people disagree with me. I think that's healthy as long as we respect each other, listen to one another. I mean, I got no problem with that.
Oh, I did think of the senator, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, sure.
He thought anywhere from 13 weeks to 15 weeks is where a realistic restriction should happen.
Don't you think, let me get your opinion on this, CJ, because as a former Republican myself, I've evolved on the issue as well. I was pro-life with the exception of rape, incest, and endangerment on mother's life. And over the years, I guess part of it having a sister, part of it having nieces, part of it just kind of listening to people who might not have been in my normal circuit or my normal orbit, I have come around to the position that I'm pro-choice. I don't believe that I, as a man or anybody else, you know, it should tell a woman what she can do with her body, let alone, God forbid, anybody who is raped or incest. I don't believe that there should be abortion up until
all the way up to the day before a baby's born. You're okay with them aborting?
No.
Okay, what restrictions do you believe in then?
What week? You've got me, CJ. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know the pregnancy timeline for the weeks.
Yeah, so I think we'd have to talk with a doctor.
It's a very fair question, though, that I should know the answer to, and I should talk to Dr. Lyerly about that. But yeah, I mean, to your point, I don't believe it should be up to birth. So I think that's an example where, you know, we can find agreement. I'm up against a break, CJ. I appreciate you calling in. Great conversation. Back with more of your calls after this. This is the Todd Lyerly Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lyerly Show on the Civic Media Radio Network with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 15 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Invite your phone calls, texts, or emails, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Feel free to call in. You can also go to the Civic Media app. There's a button there to call, to text as well. Simply go to your favorite app store on either Android or Apple. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. And then you can download the app. It takes less than a minute. It is free. It's a deal. It's a great little thing to have in your pocket. Take us with you wherever you have Wi-Fi or cellular service. Not just our program, but all the great Civic Media programs across the network. You can listen all across the state on all of our fine stations, the Civic Media app. Question we're asking this hour is, do you have a friend, an acquaintance, even a family member who votes different than you? And I guess, you know, family, you kind of have to, especially immediate family, you can't choose your family, right? But we can choose our friends. And do you have friends? Have you stayed friends with someone who votes different than you? Meaning, maybe you're a Trump supporter and they voted for Biden. Maybe you voted for Hillary and they voted for Trump. Have you been able to stay friends despite your political differences? Be happy to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Want to go to this story, and this is a little dated. I get it. But what's really interesting to me is the tenets of this story still ring true. From Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel back from 2018. All right. Craig Gilbert went out to Southwest Wisconsin, where I grew up in Richland County. But he also went to Vernon County, Viroqua, just south of La Crosse, Crawford County. You have Prairie du Chien there, Grant County, Platteville, Lafayette County, Darlington, Iowa County, Dodgeville, Sauk County, including Reedsburg, Sauk City, Baraboo, Prairie du Sac. and looked at this region of the state. And he wrote this great story that still is true today. And I'm going to go through a little bit of it. And again, your calls are welcome. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. See someone ringing in now. We'll get to you in just a minute. Mr. Zomers will take your call. This story from 2018. In more than 30 interviews over 5 days, most voters and political observers, including many Trump supporters, said they viewed what happened in the fall of 2016 as more of a vote against Clinton than for Trump. Clinton lost badly to Democratic primary opponent Bernie Sanders in the same region of the state. Southwest Wisconsin defies one other stereotype about polarized politics, that America is increasingly composed of separate red and blue communities. In many places, this is true. Take metropolitan Milwaukee for a glaring example. Most voters live in partisan enclaves, decided by 30 points or more. Not a single city, town, or village in the four-county Milwaukee area voted for both Obama and for Trump. Yet more than half the communities in Southwest Wisconsin did so. While the region's small cities are bluer than the countryside, its urban-rural gap is far smaller than in most of America. Here, making assumptions about a person's politics based on where they live, how they dress, or what car they drive is a big mistake. There could very well be a Democrat sitting next to you at the American Legion Hall, or a Republican at the downtown coffee house. Not uncommon. Here's a great quote from a person I know from Richland Center, dentist, retired dentist Bruce Vermilia. Says, quote, "You're either going to be an enemy or find a way to get along. And when you're friends, you find a way to get along," unquote. Dr. Vermilia was at a Ludifice supper at Five Points Lutheran Church in Richland County. Great little church, by the way. Do you have a friend who votes differently than you? And how has it affected your friendship? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Beautiful Stoughton. Speaking of Ludifice dinners down there in Stoughton, Randy, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hi, how are you today?
I am great, thank you. And yourself?
Good. Having gone to UW System School, we had a house full of some interesting lads. Anyway, three of us were from the central city in Milwaukee. We went to the same high school together and became teachers and social workers and other form of public employee.
Sure.
And then the other group was, they were business majors, and we had been going at it all the time over the years. You know, they were Republicans, we were Democrats.
Uh-huh.
And we're still friends, but it gets strained at times, especially given the circumstances with number 45.
Sure.
You know, it's hard to remain friends, but somehow we are.
See, I think that's great. And do you do it by, do you kind of just avoid that particular race or that particular person? Or are you able to talk about it and just kind of have a beer and say, okay, let's go play golf or something? Do you avoid talking about it? Or
we agree to disagree, but it's tough. It's like picking at a scab sometimes, because you see these guys, these other group, they come from, you know, they come from a little more money, and they, you know, one's from the East Coast, and the others are from suburban Milwaukee, and, mm-hmm. you know, and suburban Chicago, and it's like they tend to be tanned, not, you know, they tend to go along with the red, you know, point of view, and then sure. The rest of us, we were city kids. We lived right by the domes in Milwaukee, and that's about as central as it gets.
Yep.
You know?
No, I hear you.
Yeah, different views.
I think it's fascinating, and I appreciate the call. And I'm really glad that you found a way to keep your friendship despite the political differences. And has it ever gotten to the point where you all have to just take a break? Or like you say, you just kind of agree to disagree?
We agree to disagree. It's hard, though. It's hard at times.
But my hat's off to you. Because I wish
slammed up and not stopped talking, you know.
Right. My hat's off to all you guys, because because I think it's important that we can find ways to find commonality beyond the way that we vote. So appreciate Randy, are you listening to us on the app or on WMDX here in Madison?
On the app at the moment, I'm driving, but
great.
I listen to you guys all the time, and I really enjoy your show, too.
Well, thank you. It's very kind of you to say it. It's because of people like you that we do it. It makes us successful, so we appreciate you listening. Call in anytime, Randy. Thank you so much down there in Stoughton. Appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Do you have a friend or somebody close in your life who votes differently than you, and how does it affect your relationships? Let's keep it into the South Central area here in beautiful Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Go to Peggy in Brooklyn. Peggy, how are you?
Great.
Go ahead.
I bring the subject up a lot because people are afraid to talk politics, and this is what I always say when it gets heated. Stop. They are in office. It doesn't matter if they're blue, green, red. For us, not for them, for us. And it usually either calms them down, and then I said, now let's agree to disagree. And then I listen to their part, and they listen to mine. Sometimes I got to bite my lip because I tend to be more Democrat.
Sure.
But whenever I say, hold it, why did we put them in office? For us, not for the rich. And that usually calms them down. And I have... from doctors to lawyers as friends and down to farmers. I myself own a little farmette, and usually we can talk about it.
I think this is encouraging. I mean, two calls in a row where adults can talk about things, and like you say, maybe you have to bite your lip sometimes, but you at least hear your friends out. And isn't that kind of, I mean, for me, isn't that part of it? Like, just so that you have someone who will listen to you, to feel like your point of view is being heard, right? And it goes both ways.
Yes. My hairdresser makes me a little nervous because she is not a Trumpster, but she sits in between the red and the blue.
Uh-huh.
But she's not really blue, but she honestly thinks that the government is setting us up for failure.
Well,
and I tend to think she might be right. She gives me all sorts of examples, and I actually go look them up, and I went, darn, she was right again.
I'll tell you a couple of things on that.
It's interesting.
Number one, a hairdresser, a hair care professional, they hear a lot of stuff from all sides. So, A, they're a great source of material, and B, don't tick off your hairdresser while they got a pair of shears in your hand, because that can lead to only bad things, right? You're either going to get a really short cut, or you're going to get your ear's going to get nipped a little. So, you know, you don't want to tick off the hairdresser.
She got a little heated yesterday, but she calmed down and said, you know, I like to talk to you because at least I feel like I'm being heard. And
right?
I said, well, first offhand, I kind of like to know where you're coming from because maybe I'm seeing it wrong,
Right. And see, right there, that's what I wish all of us in America would do, is be willing to have the courage that you have, Peggy, to say, you know what, I'll at least entertain that maybe I am wrong. And I'll listen. And it doesn't mean that you have to change everything you believe, but at least you listen to something different.
Well, and the sad thing about our political scene is the reason we're in this mess is because people are not willing to talk about it.
100%. 100%.
Totally agree with you. Yeah.
You just summed up what Trigvy and I talked about for 45 minutes yesterday in a big report. You nailed it in 20 seconds. Thank you, Peggy. Are you listening to us on WMDX in Madison or on the app today?
Madison.
Fantastic. We appreciate it.
I listen to you almost every day. And you know what's really sad is certain people get in my car and I have to turn your channel because I know they'll just have a fit. I listen to you every day.
Well, we appreciate it. You're fantastic, Peggy. The show is great because of you and people like you. We appreciate it. Have a great day there in Brooklyn, all right?
You too.
Thank you very much. That is Peggy in Brooklyn. Appreciate her listening to us right here on the flagship station in Madison, WMDX. You can hear us on 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on WMDX. If you'd like to join the conversation, we welcome your call. Do you have a friend or somebody in your life who votes differently? And how does it affect your relationship? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
I know I have an example.
Yeah, I was going to say, how about you?
One of my best friends from high school, his name is Dan. He has a more I don't want to say right wing. It's more libertarian point of view. And so we disagree on a lot of things, but I've found that in the past we did argue sometimes, but then we were just like, okay, we know the other person's a good person. Let's just calm down.
All right.
And I feel like he's very similar to the way Trygve Olsen from the Lincoln Project describes his drinking buddies, where it's just like, you might not agree, but you know you're all good people and you want the same things. You just don't necessarily agree on the right way to get there. So we can agree to disagree, and it's nothing crazy like human rights disputes. Right. So it works.
And Randy and Peggy and all these people, I mean, that's the way to do it. We can at least listen to one another. Come back and tell you about my own experience. What is yours? You have a friend that disagrees and votes the other way, but somehow you can still be friends. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on. And know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 85, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for isolated storms tonight, lows dip down to about 60, overcast skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs level off around 82. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer and engineer. That's Mr. Aaron Zommers in the booth. We appreciate him being there. We appreciate all of you being there across the state of Wisconsin and across the country as well on the Civic Media app. Asking the question based on this story of a few years ago from 2018, but still pertinent today. Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, writing in 2018, went out to my old stomping ground, the Driftless region in southwest Wisconsin. The county is just below La Crosse, down to the Illinois line. And it turns out that this part of the country is one of the swingiest, meaning they vote both ways. Voted for both Obama in 2012 and Trump in 2016. And continues to be swinging. Richland County, my home county in southwest Wisconsin, Richland County from 1990 to 2016 was one of only 19 counties in America that voted the same way the country did in presidential elections. So it's a very purple part of the country. It's a barometer. And because of this swinginess, this unpredictability, this is why Wisconsin is going to be ground zero for the 2024 presidential election. It's why the Republicans are holding their national convention here in Milwaukee. It is why Democrats are holding their national convention just over the border in Chicago. Because this state, you, the voters of Wisconsin, could very well determine who the next president of the United States is. And this causes all kinds of consternation and problems among golf foursomes and church groups and other things. And so the question we're asking is, do you have a friend who votes different than you? And if so, how does it affect you? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Invite you to call in and weigh in. We go to the phone lines now. Michael from Connecticut, who happens to be visiting family in Wisconsin. Michael, we appreciate you calling in. What say you?
Hey, great to talk to you. I've never called into a radio show before, but this is touching my heart.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you calling in.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, went to college in Beloit. I went to River Valley High School, Iowa County native. Parents, activists, very, very involved in politics and very lefty.
Sure.
I have high school buddies. We get together, and I got to say, the past few years have been nothing short of traumatic for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Trump, I'm a Jewish person of Jewish origin.
Sure.
I've studied fascism. I know what it looks like. I know how it has a slow roll. It got to the point on social media where I said, hey, if you're going to support this person, then defriend me. I don't want to be your friend anymore. And I was astounded at all the people that I no longer had in my social media from Wisconsin.
Wow.
But I still get together with some folks. And I got to say, you know, last reunion I had with buddies from Wisconsin, we found a way to agree on one thing, and it was the environment. We care about the planet. We want the planet to survive. And I found that place of common ground very comforting. And I got to say that the other thing is, like, if we can put down the social media, put away the noise, the chatterbox, you know, trust our sources enough just to go in with some good, solid information, but talk to each other face to face. There's nothing better than that, to just connect and remind each other we're humans. We have a vested interest in the health of the planet. We care about each other and our families and each other's families. And that kind of love and connection is really going to see us through this really dark period that we're in.
Michael, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to call in. This just warms my heart, and it's a fantastic call. You said you went to school at River Valley, which, for folks that don't know, that's Spring Green, home of American Players Theater in southwest Wisconsin. I grew up just up the road, 20 miles from Richland Center. River Valley and Richland Center have been sports rivals for years, but it's a great school, great community, Spring Green. It's both comforting and surprising to me that the subject that you found unanimity on was the environment. Because I know, and so the question I want to ask you is, is it just the concern over the environment, or did you find commonality that you all could agree that global warming was a real thing, that it was man-made, and something needed to be done about it?
Well, I think you got to just start with, do we care about the planet and the health of the planet? And if so, forget about words like global warming, climate change, these things that are triggering for left, for right, and just say, hey, what type of legislation do you think is most effective? What type of action is most effective to preserve and protect the planet for our children and their children? And I think just starting at that kernel truth can take away all these things that tend to obfuscate and, you know, margin or polarize us, and really get into that kernel truth. Like, I want my farm to exist for generations to come. Well, if I know that certain things and certain behaviors are proven to affect the health of the planet in a negative way, then hey, I want to support this type of law that's going to help preserve and protect the planet.
I think you nailed it.
Try to stay away from that.
I think it's so important what you said, to stay away from some of the verbiage that kind of fires people up, because I came from a family of farmers. My dad's folks, my granddad and grandma, they had a dairy farm for 40 plus years out on Highway 56 in Richland County. And so hung around a lot of farmers. And I agree with you that probably a lot of farmers that may be voting Trump or Republican, they're some of the best stewards of the land. Because if the land is crap, they're not going to get a crop. Their livestock isn't going to do well. So farmers and ag producers in this state are some of the best stewards of our environment. And I think you're right. We get hung up on verbiage instead of what the action is.
Yeah.
I think it's
just a funny thing here. I got to say, Trick B. Olson's an old family friend.
Really?
So I know he was earlier, and I just...
I'll tell him. Well, Michael, I can't thank you enough again for calling in, sharing this perspective, because it's so important. And let me just add, some of my closest friends in life are of the Jewish faith, and I support 100%, and I completely renounce and denounce some of these Nazi and fascism comments that are out there in the world. As my colleague who will follow me at the 3 o'clock hour, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, is fond of saying, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, and it is important that we take a stand now and stop that kind of thing from continuing to happen in America. So I am absolutely with you on that. Enjoy your time back in Wisconsin. Appreciate you calling in, and great to have you back here in America's Dairyland.
Appreciate your show. Keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Michael from Connecticut, visiting here in Wisconsin. How about that, Mr. Zalberts? A River Valley native.
Yeah, that's pretty great. And especially, I think all of these calls, even going back before you were necessarily asking this question, like, we had an example of this when CJ called and we talked about you know, finding common ground and things like that. And we had a nice conversation. And I know sometimes on either end with some callers, it can kind of get a little bit shouty, but it was a very respectful conversation. And I think that, along with the stories everyone shared, is really emblematic of how everybody does just want a good life for themselves, their family, their friends, future generations. Well, at least most people.
Right.
Anyone you're going to associate with in your daily life. Well, and if you go back to the basics, you can find that common ground and build from there, even if it might take a while.
And I also think what Michael just said is so important as well. And that is to put down the social media stuff, right? I mean, because that's just ginning us up on all sides. You know, the social media can just be inflammatory. And I want to make clear, because I think we got off the wrong track yesterday, I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't call out either in person or on social media true hate, true fascism, things like that. Absolutely. We should be telling the truth and we should be calling things out. But inflammatory rhetoric for the sake of inflammatory rhetoric or to get a reaction doesn't do anybody any good on any side. And I think, Michael, the point he's making there is, you know what? If we just sit down with the people we know and have a beverage, whatever that is, a glass of milk or old-fashioned, whatever it is, a cup of tea, a glass of water, a cup of coffee, and just talk. And like some of these other callers have said, listening to one another, right? Instead of talking over one another, instead of shouting and only wanting to make sure the other person hears your point, just be quiet for a moment. Be quiet and listen to the other side. Doesn't mean you have to agree with it. Doesn't mean you have to change your mind, but just listen to what the other person is saying, because that's all any of us want, right? To feel like we're being heard. And once we're being heard, maybe what we hear with each other is that, you know what? We want more of the same things than you might think. Whether it's the environment, better schools for our kids, a safer country, we might have disagreements on how we get there. But the end goal is a lot closer to being the same than it is different. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Have you got a friend or a family member, whoever, is there somebody in your life who votes different than you do? And how does it affect your relationship with that person? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text in on the Civic Media app. You can download the app by going to Civic Media. Pardon me. You can go there. Well, the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. But go to download the Civic Media app on your iPhone or Android. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll come up. There's a C and an M logo. You can download it. It takes less than a minute. It is free. That's what we call a deal. And you can text or call in there. I want to get a couple more points out on this story by Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Again, this is back in 2018 when he wrote this. But it's so true even yet today. And he interviewed over 50 people in southwest Wisconsin from just south of La Crosse, over to Baraboo and down to the Illinois-Wisconsin border. Here's somebody from Viroqua. Tom Lukens, who is shopping at the Viroqua Farmers Market in Vernon County. Great farmers market, by the way, there in Viroqua. Says, quote, I would not keep a friend that voted for Trump. I have a neighbor that I haven't been able to speak to since. I just can't bring myself to, I know it's not the way to go, said Tom Lukens. So there was somebody just, unfortunately, that friendship ended. So the story says, even local politics are becoming more divisive. By many accounts, Larry Engel, the pastor at Five Points Lutheran Church in Richland County, said the divisions surrounding Trump feel even sharper than those around former Republican Governor Scott Walker during the 2011 labor wars and recall fight. Divisions that linger today. Quote, the civil discourse has been turned up a notch in terms of negativity, unquote. Many Clinton supporters blame Trump for that. Some Trump voters at least partly agree, but they blame the media for wallowing in Trump's outbursts. And they complain that they utterly dismiss or demonize liberals and Democrats for the choices they make. Quote, "How can you possibly think that way?" said Ken Ogi, who is at the Lutefisk Supper. "We can't have civilized conversations and not be hollered down." So that's the point we're making. You can, as the callers today have said, you can have civilized conversations if you just listen to one another. That's the point, just listening to one another and finding out what our commonalities are. Great statistic in this piece. More than 500 communities in Wisconsin voted for both Democrat Obama in 2012 and Republican Trump in 2016. They are heavily concentrated in rural counties in western Wisconsin. And that is why Wisconsin is going to decide the vote in 2024. Don't go anywhere. Back with a surprise for Mr. Zomers. A little board game quiz after this on the Todd Oswald Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids.
Get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along?
Welcome back to the Todd Oswald Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is exactly what we needed, Mr. Zomers, a little Kenny Chesney on a Thursday afternoon. Perfect song for the subject today. Can't we all just get along? And quite frankly, let me suggest to you, if we listen to more Kenny Chesney, we can all get along. Because he's a great artist. And I know there's another artist out there. I'm not getting into this. Kristen Bry and Jay Matinier did a great job at As Goes Wisconsin getting into the big controversial Jason Aldean song. I'm not going there. I'm just not going there. I don't have the energy. You understand?
Enough people are talking about
yes.
it.
And they did a great job. I thank them for it was an important discussion. But Kenny Chesney is not a guy who's going to be controversial. He's not going to tear people apart. He's going to bring people together. Love for Love City. If you want to feel good, listen to a little Kenny Chesney. I think one of the most underrated albums ever in any genre is the Kenny Chesney Road in the Radio album. There's not a bad song on that album. Every single one fantastic. The Road and the Radio. If you haven't listened to it, not a bad one on it.
It's got some good songs on there. I'm looking at the list and I recognize like all of these.
Yeah. See, that should have been Album of the Year. Should have won the Grammy. Absolutely fantastic song. Anyway, here's the deal. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have our weekly feature, Board Game of the Week, with Mr. Aaron Zomers, our producer and man about town. Speaking of board games, did you know that today, July 27th, is the birthday, I hope I don't mess this up, of Ernest Gary Gygax. G-Y-G-A-X. Mr. Zomers, do you know, without looking on your computer, how Gary Gygax is linked to the world of games?
Well, of course. Gary Gygax from Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, is the inventor of Dungeons & Dragons.
Look at that. Look at that. He didn't even cheat. He didn't, off the top of his head. I even have a couple of clues here for you. I didn't even have to give you a clue.
No, I know who Gary Gygax is.
Gary Gygax and co-creator David Arneson related Arneson released their fantasy tabletop role-playing adventure war game in 1974, before you were even a twinkle in your parents' eyes.
I was going to say 77. I must have been thinking of Star Wars.
Were your parents even born in 74?
Yes.
Okay. Gygax was born in 1938, died in 2008, and buried where he lived most of his life, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Wow. That's fantastic. Look at that. You truly are. Mr. Zomers is not a fake here. You know, he is a legit board game professional. He knows his history.
I don't know about, well, I guess technically I am a professional in a way because I do get paid to be here and I talk about board games as part exactly. of my job.
It reminds me of a story years ago. One of my great friends, Brooke Dobbs, and we'll just simply say his former wife. They were toured a great country band. Brooke, they both still play, and they've gone on to find happier significant others, and I'm happy for both of them. But years ago, we were out in North Platte, Nebraska, and I would be the Reuben Kincaid of this thing, and I would stand in the back and kind of run the sound, kind of, and I'd just look up, and people would say, you know, what? I'd say, they're good. I just nod my head and be like, they're good. I'd be the Reuben Kincaid. And so we were out in North Platte, Nebraska, and they were playing this gig, Susie Dobbs and Way Out West. And someone comes up to Susie after she gets done singing, and she's a fantastic singer, you understand, as is Brooke. And someone says to Susie, he goes, this old country guy from North Platte, he goes, well, he goes, you're good. He goes, you're damn near professional.
I mean, near
professional. I mean, anytime you get paid for something, that you're a professional. So I still like to bring that phrase out on occasion with sarcasm. You're damn near professional.
Yeah.
Great time.
Just because you get paid doesn't always mean it's professional quality.
But hey, if you're getting paid for someone, I think that's isn't that a definition or part of the definition of being a professional if you get paid for it?
I think so. And if you get paid for it more than once, then I would say you're definitely professional. If it's just one time and they're like, that was a mistake, maybe not.
I mean, heck, I mean, if you're a professional hooker, if you get paid more than twice. My mother's sitting at the kitchen table saying, why would he say that? Which, of course, I enjoy saying. It is 2:55. It is 2:55. It is 5 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, 5 minutes before Matt Flynn Direct will start right after the news and the weather. So stay tuned here. Going to be a great show, as always. Information. Going to make you chuckle a little bit as well. Great callers. Matt Flynn Direct. I got to believe that he'll probably touch on this pending indictment. He talked about it yesterday. This impending indictment of Donald Trump. We went through it at the top of the show and gave you the timeline. According to reporting from CBS News, Bob Costa did a great job laying out the timeline. What the Justice Department has on Trump that would cause them to do yet another indictment on January 6th or pertaining to that. Matt Flynn will update. And remember, Matt Flynn's an attorney. Unlike Todd, who just has an opinion. I try to have an informed opinion. I guess a professional opinion because I get paid for it. But Matt Flynn is actually an attorney. So stay tuned for Matt Flynn Direct. Then at 4 o'clock, it's never personal, only politics. It is the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom from 4 until 6. At 6 o'clock, it is the Maggie Dawn Show. Another great attorney as well. Great perspective. Puts it down there where the chickens can get at it, as Judge Weissman once told us. And so that's Maggie Dawn. Then at 8 o'clock, it is Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. There you go. That's the lineup. It's going to be good.
What a good one it is.
And what a good one it is. Great show today. Really enjoyed today's show. One of those days when you come in and you think, well, I think I got a show. And then it goes along and it's like, well, by golly, we had a real show.
I think it's a perfect follow-up to yesterday where we talked about the building vitriol and likelihood of political violence in the U.S., which is still a real problem. We can't just ignore that. But part of doing what we can is to try and connect with our neighbors.
Oh, exactly. It's all about connection. And yes, we have our differences, and it's okay to talk about those. But remember, there's always more that can unify us than divide us. I truly believe that. Because I've been on the political stump all my life. I've run for state office twice. Lost, but ran for twice. And what you find out when you go to these small town barbecues, these church suppers, that there's a lot more that brings us together that divides that. Remember that next time you encounter somebody voting differently than you. Great show today. Stay tuned for Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back tomorrow with Board Game of the Week and much more. Until then, this is Todd Allball for Mr. Aaron Zommers. Thank you all for listening on the Civic Media Radio Network. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging on your drum.
Now, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Trump is calling new federal charges in the classified documents case harassment. Prosecutors disagree. They say he asked a staffer at his Palm Beach estate to help him obstruct a federal investigation. Correspondent Scott McFarland from Washington.
He's a maintenance worker at Mar-a-Lago. He stands now accused, along with Donald Trump and Trump's aide Walt Nauta, with being part of this conspiracy to obstruct justice. And in the superseding indictment, they say De Oliveira went to another employee at Mar-a-Lago and said the boss wants the server deleted.
Mr. Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will appear for the first time at the same campaign event tonight in Iowa. Severe weather still sweeping the country. A tornado touched down in Keene, New Hampshire, damaging buildings, knocking down trees and power lines. In Mesa, Arizona, a storm blew roofs off mobile homes, leaving tens of thousands with no electricity. Making matters worse, the forecast there calls for a high of 100 113 today. It could get up to 115 in Phoenix. Vice Mayor Yasemin Ansari.
Phoenix expects to break records every year when it comes to heat. It's no secret that our planet is warming and Phoenix is on the front lines of the climate crisis.
Heat advisories are up along the East Coast, too. The Justice Department is launching a civil rights investigation into Memphis police and systematic use of force against people of color. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark.
We received multiple reports of officers escalating encounters with community members resulting in excessive force.
That includes the death of Tyree Nichols, brutally beaten by five officers during a traffic stop in January. He later died. A little bug is causing big problems for meat eaters. CBS's Alexander Tin.
A new CDC study now estimates that up to 450,000 Americans may now have alpha-gal syndrome. That's the red meat allergy linked to bites from the Lone Star tick that has been spotted spreading across a broad swath of the country, from Texas up through Maine.
An ick from the recall files.
Nearly 11,000 cases of Trader Joe's unexpected broccoli cheddar soup may have insects in the frozen broccoli florets. Earlier this week, Trader Joe's recalled almond windmill cookies and dark chocolate chunk and almond cookies because some batches contain rocks.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. A founding member of the Eagles is gone. Says Randy Meisner's died from complications of lung disease, COPD, at the age of 77. One more time. S&P futures up 13. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. New Pepto-Kids gummies helps relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for new Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Every dead body tells a story, and someone needs to speak for the deceased. Streaming exclusively on BritBox, Amelia Fox returns in the new season of Silent Witness, one of the original forensic crime dramas. For over 25 years, this long-running series has drawn in millions of fans and has earned its place as a staple of British crime drama. Stream the new season of Silent Witness only on BritBox. Undeniably brilliant, undeniably British. Free trial at BritBox.com.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 85, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for isolated storms tonight, lows level off around 60, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 82, tomorrow mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Bill, we were out in North Platte, Nebraska, and I would be the Reuben Kincaid of this thing, and I would stand in the back and kind of run the sound, kind of, and I'd just look up, and people would say, you know, what? I'd say, they're good. I just nod my head and be like, they're good. I'd be the Reuben Kincaid. And so we were out in North Platte, Nebraska, and they were playing this gig, Susie Dobbs and Way Out West. And someone comes up to Susie after she gets done singing. And she's a fantastic singer, you understand, as is Brooke. And someone says to Susie, he goes, this old country guy from North Platte, he goes, well, he goes, you're good. He goes, you're damn near professional. I mean, near professional. I mean, anytime you get paid for something, that you're a professional. So I still like to bring that phrase out on occasion with sarcasm. You're damn near professional.
Yeah.
Great time.
Just because you get paid doesn't always mean it's professional quality.
But hey, if you're getting paid for someone, I think that's the, isn't that a definition or part of the definition of being a professional if you get paid for it?
I think so. And if you get paid for it more than once, then I would say you're definitely professional. If it's just one time and they're like, that was a mistake, maybe not.
I mean, heck, I mean, if you're a professional hooker, if you get paid more than twice. My mother's sitting at the kitchen table saying, why would he say that? Which, of course, I enjoy saying it. It is 55. It is 2:55. It is 5 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, 5 minutes before Matt Flynn Direct will start right after the news and the weather. So stay tuned here. Going to be a great show, as always. Information. Going to make you chuckle a little bit as well. Great callers. Matt Flynn Direct. I got to believe that he'll probably touch on this pending indictment. He talked about it yesterday. This impending indictment of Donald Trump. We went through it at the top of the show and gave you the timeline. According to reporting from CBS News, Bob Costa did a great job laying out the timeline, what the Justice Department has on Trump that would cause them to do yet another indictment on January 6th, or pertaining to that. Matt Flynn will update. And remember, Matt Flynn's an attorney. Unlike Todd, who just has an opinion. I try to have an informed opinion. I guess a professional opinion because I get paid for it. But Matt Flynn is actually an attorney. So stay tuned for Matt Flynn Direct. That at 4 o'clock, it's never personal, only politics. It is the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom from 4 until 6. At 6 o'clock, it is the Maggie Dawn Show. Another great attorney as well. Great perspective. Puts it down there where the chickens can get at it, as Judge Weissman once told us. And so that's Maggie Dawn. Then at 8 o'clock, it is Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. There you go. That's the lineup. It's going to be good.
What a good one it is.
And what a good one it is. Great show today. Really enjoyed today's show. One of those days where you come in and you think, well, I think I got a show. And then it goes along and it's like, well, by golly, we had a real show.
I think it's a perfect follow-up to yesterday where we talked about the building vitriol and likelihood of political violence in the U.S., which is still a real problem. We can't just ignore that. But part of doing what we can is to try and connect with our neighbors.
Oh, exactly. It's all about connection. And yes, we have our differences, and it's okay to talk about those. But remember, there's always more that can unify us than divide us. I truly believe that because I've been on the political stump all my life. I've run for state office twice, lost, but ran for twice. And what you find out when you go to these small town barbecues, these church suppers, that there's a lot more that brings us together, that divides that. Remember that next time you encounter somebody voting differently than you. Great show today. Stay tuned for Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back tomorrow with Board Game of the Week and much more. Until then, this is Todd Allball for Mr. Aaron Zommers. Thank you all for listening on the Civic Media Radio Network. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging on your drum.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.